Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. A mild morning across Israel, with clear skies expected over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Cooler breezes in Haifa will ease as the day progresses. A perfect day to be outside if you're near the coast. Meanwhile, a warm night ahead for those in the southern regions. Here are today's headlines. First, an IDF soldier was killed and three reservists injured in a southern Lebanon operation, according to I-24 News, coming in just now. Also, disparities have emerged in negotiations on the Iranian nuclear program. This was reported earlier today by Israel Hayom. Also this hour, Israel and Lebanon are set to hold peace talks in Washington. Yainet reports that tensions remain high as Hezbollah issues threats. Separately, Dublin's National Concert Hall has cancelled a fundraiser for an Israeli emergency service. This development comes as reported by the Jerusalem Post. And finally, a dramatic report from Maariv. Medications in Iran have become a luxury, sparking public outrage due to shortages and price hikes. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24 News_EN reports that Sergeant Major Ayal Uriel Bianco from Katsrin was killed in the Lebanon operation. He served in the IDF's 188th Brigade. Amichai Stein, a journalist, noted the State Department's statement about ongoing discussions to secure Israel's northern border and support Lebanon's sovereignty. Meanwhile, Joe Truesman, an analyst, comments on the chaotic atmosphere on Arab social media. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tragic news from southern Lebanon, an IDF operation led to the loss of Sergeant Major Ayal Uriel Bianco, who was involved in a vehicle accident. This incident highlights the ongoing volatility in the region, as reported by I-24 News. Such events continue to strain relations along the northern border. Turning to the Iranian nuclear program, the New York Times reveals major gaps between U.S. and Iranian proposals. The report from Israel Hayom indicates a complex diplomatic landscape with significant implications for regional security and international negotiations. Meanwhile, the planned peace talks in Washington between Israel and Lebanon signal a potential de-escalation. Ynet reports these discussions come amid heightened military activities and threats from Hezbollah. Any progress could significantly impact regional stability. Also, the cancellation of a fundraiser in Dublin for an Israeli emergency service has sparked outrage, as noted by the Jerusalem Post. This decision reflects ongoing tensions and sensitivities surrounding international support for Israel amidst recent conflicts. Finally, reports from Iran reveal a healthcare crisis, with crucial medications becoming inaccessible due to shortages and price increases. Maariv highlights the severe impact on citizens, raising concerns over Iran's internal stability and humanitarian conditions. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that the end of the ceasefire marks a shift from missiles to markets, as narratives and leverage reshape the Middle East. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a project by the Jewish Agency and Home Initiative assisting 1,500 northern students amidst ongoing challenges. And finally, Walla Business details a significant defense deal between Israel and Greece involving the sale of rockets valued at 2.3 billion shekels. This underscores the strategic military ties between the two nations. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.